I'm Jesse DeGroot, the marketing representative for the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, New York, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today on the WGXC Morning Show, we're going to hear from Brandon Gaylord, Republican candidate in the 106th Assembly District election. That's a district that covers most of Columbia and Dutchess County in the New York State Legislature. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin has finished singing this song. Then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Network, network.
Turn out to Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, November 5th for drone performances from Greg Davis, Hudson's M. Geddes Gengris, Troy's Ben Saraton, and Jay Ashdown. They all perform drones at Saturdrone at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, November 5th from 8 to 11 p.m. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Roundtop Productions in Roundtop, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Zach Williams reports for the New York Post that a New York appellate court on November 1st left the state's absentee ballot rules in place for this fall's election. A Saratoga judge previously ruled that citizens could not use COVID-19 as an excuse to vote with an absentee ballot any longer. The appellate court disagreed. The 10-page decision said in part, and I quote, "Election matters are extremely time-sensitive, and finding these statutes unconstitutional at this date would impose impossible burdens upon the state and local boards of elections to conduct this election in a timely and fair manner," end quote. Democrats argued that the last-minute legal challenge from Republicans sought to disenfranchise voters and cause mass confusion over whether absentee ballots cast would still count. Another court may overturn New York's absentee voting rules, but not until this election is over. Voting began October 29th and continues through November 8th. And you can read more about this story in the New York Post.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that a design collaborative unveiled last weekend its plan to save the city of Hudson's waterfront park from the rising Hudson River. The river is forecast to rise as much as 75 inches by the year 2100, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, which would cause Henry Hudson River Waterfront Park to be permanently submerged by the river, and the city would lose an important recreational space. The new park is not designed to keep the rising water out with berms or levees, but instead to adapt to the new reality of higher river levels by extending the park upslope, while raising some areas and building an elevated boardwalk to connect areas of the park that will still be above water later this century. The design adds new features to the park, including an amphitheater and a pedestrian plaza. The price tag on the project is $6.7 million, with an additional $900,000 for raising the boardwalks. The design is broken into seven phases and takes a nature-based approach, using native plant species to restore an intertidal marsh that can better adapt to the rising river. A major part of the new design is extending the park uphill to where a parking lot currently exists, converting the asphalt into a landscaped area for recreation. The Hudson Valley Collaborative began to develop the plan in 2019 after the Department of Environmental Conservation awarded them a $150,000 grant. It has already met with the DEC about permitting, but ultimately the city must create the plan. Designers will present the plan to the Hudson Common Council during its November 7th public meeting, and lawmakers will vote later this month on whether to adopt the design into the city's comprehensive plan. The river's projected rise will have massive impacts on waterfronts, infrastructure, and drinking water throughout the Hudson Valley. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Roger Justin reports for the Times Union that Democrat Letitia James is refusing to debate her Republican opponent, Michael Henry, in their election to become the state's attorney general. James is the incumbent and only formally declined the debate that would have been hosted by Spectrum's New York One at 7 p.m. November 2nd. Henry's campaign said in a statement, and I quote, "Letitia James cannot run from her record even if she runs from a debate. The voters will hold her accountable," end quote. James had previously told the Times Union that she would be, and I quote, "more than happy," end quote, to debate Henry, but now cited, and I quote, "scheduling issues," end quote, to get out of answering questions. Stu Loser, a campaign spokesperson for James, would not say what specific event James was attending on November 2nd instead of educating voters on the issues. Instead, he blamed the media. Loser said, and I quote, "We have a great deal of respect for New York One, but our concern is that this is an opportunity for our opponent to make totally factless, baseless statements. We're not in the same political moment as even 4 years ago," end quote. The other candidates from the Democratic and Republican parties running statewide this fall all agreed to at least one debate except for James. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Mid-Hudson News reports that the League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson region and two individual voters have together filed a lawsuit against the Dutchess County Board of Elections and Republican Elections Commissioner Eric Height, seeking to establish a polling place on the campus of Vassar College in the town of Poughkeepsie. Joining the League and taking legal action against Height are two voters who reside on the Vassar campus and argue that they are impacted by what they say is a, quote, clear violation, unquote, of state law. In April, Height said the law requiring a polling place on campus will disenfranchise other voters and implied there are pitfalls to the law. Height, according to Dutchess County records, already cost taxpayers more than $120,000 in legal fees after he was sued over voting issues at Bard College in northern Dutchess County. Height lost those cases. In October, a Vassar student wrote to Height and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, as well as Legislature Chair Greg Pulver, asking that a polling site be established on the Vassar campus. Molinaro and Pulver did not respond to the query. Height responded to Mid-Hudson News saying, quote, "As election commissioners, we must make decisions that balance the needs of all voters, not just a select few," unquote. He added, quote, "I'm supporting the path that enfranchises all voters, not only the college students," unquote. Dare Thompson, League president, said, quote, "We are beyond disappointed to see Dutchess County's Board of Elections not only violate the spirit of our voting laws, but brazenly violate the law itself. Every one of us must demand better, unquote. The matter will be heard in Dutchess County Supreme Court by Judge Christy DeLacio at a date to be announced. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County had 9 more COVID-19 deaths in October, and Ulster County reported 3 more. Dutchess County also reports more active cases now than a month ago. On October 28th, officials there said there were 256 active COVID-19 cases, up from 186 on October 3rd. Ulster County reported 206 active cases now, down from 350 reported on October 3rd. Columbia County also reported 1 death from COVID-19 in October, while Greene County did not. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York State has completed a 5-year plan intended to strengthen services and programs for people with disabilities statewide. The new plan points to the challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic and the workforce shortage of people who provide support to state residents with developmental disabilities. There has also been an increase in the number of children and adults in need of additional clinical support and have complex behavioral and medical needs. Governor Kathy Hochul said, quote, "This 5-year plan provides a comprehensive roadmap to strengthen supports and enhance services statewide for New Yorkers with developmental disabilities, helping to build a more inclusive, equitable state for all," unquote. The plan was first put in place under a law approved by then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the findings include the need to strengthen the workforce as well as housing programs, while all expanding support programs for people with complicated medical needs. Nonprofit organizations have over the last year raised concerns over the shrinking workforce and a push to raise salaries for support aides that aligned with the COVID-19 pandemic. Lawmakers and the governor have agreed to increase pay for these workers while also trying to find longer-term ways of growing the workforce. Read more about this story at SpectrumLocalNews.com.
Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that 74 homes in the southern Albany County town of Quermans recently got broadband service from $400,000 in federal American Rescue Plan Act funds. Quermans Town Supervisor George McHugh said about the new service from State Telephone, and I quote, "This area probably would not have gotten connectivity given how sparse it is with houses. We wanted to get connectivity in an area that we knew wouldn't be an attractive area for State Tel or any of the other providers because that is the hole we needed to fill with this money. For instance, Lens Cook Road is getting it right now from Mid-Hudson Cable, but that's easy. It's very congested. There are over 50 homes in a 2-mile stretch. They will hook that up and run fiber without any incentive. This needed incentivizing," end quote. In 2011, Mid-Hudson Cable gave back a $3.5 million rural broadband grant awarded in 2010 from the Department of Agriculture's Rural Utility Services Program. During the COVID-19 pandemic, free Wi-Fi was set up in the parking lot of the National Bank of Coxsackie in Faith Plaza on Route 9W in Quaymans because so many students lack broadband service at home. 15 of the 74 homes are already hooked up to the service. State Telephone Vice President Mark Evans said, and I quote, "And we've got more orders pending," end quote. Read the full story at theupstater.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 65 degrees, and Wednesday night it will be mostly clear with a temperature high near 35 degrees. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 63 degrees. and Thursday night mostly clear with a temperature low of around 43 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Thursday, November 3rd, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM, WGXC. Including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, we'll hear from Brandon Gaylord, the Republican candidate for the 106th Assembly District in this fall's election. At 11 a.m., we'll hear music from Muslim North Africans on the Transformational Listening Show. Alan Skerritt is live in Hudson with Crossroads and Rhythm after the local news at noon for 2 hours of R&B, blues, rock, and more. And it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth, and Turn on the News, two shows that take the week's news and turn them into music, comedy, and more. And we've got a midterm election special on the local news show All Together Now at 6 p.m. The Singularity Show is live from Catskill at 7 p.m. with technology talk from the Catskill makers. And then at 8 p.m., tune in Donna and Honey's Love Motel with relationship advice and more on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Have you ever wanted to learn to needlepoint? Well, on Sunday, November 6th, there's an Introduction to Needlepoint class from noon to 2 p.m. at the Glens Falls House in Round Top in Greene County. This two-hour class is led by mixed media artist Becca Van Kay and focuses on five basic stitches of needlepoint. So that's Sunday, November 6th, from noon to 2 p.m., the Introduction to Needlepoint class at the Glens Falls House in Round Top, led by Becca Van Kay. You can find out more information on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often. What a bunch of crazy Yankees up there. Where's that station again? Oh, now remember, it's at 90.7 FM on the dial in my Lexus. I wish we had something like that in Kentucky. Don't forget to vote, y'all.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, November 3rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Steventown to 48 in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 52 degrees. Closest possible snowfall today is 1,400 miles away in Nebraska. Around here, the mercury makes it up to 67 degrees by 3 p.m. Winds will be in the high single digits, so bring a coat. Overnight, temperatures fall to 42 degrees. Then on Friday, we get a brief high of 70 degrees. Conditions for most of the day will fall in the cool range. A drop to 54 degrees overnight takes us into a nice-looking Saturday. Little windy with a high of 72. Overnight, winds get gusty and rain starts to fall. Sunday, the rain remains and we see a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:56 a.m., high tide at 11:44 a.m., then low tide once again at 6:17 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 5:35 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:27 a.m. Looking way up, we see the current aurora oval is pushing down to the upper states. North Dakota currently has the best chances of seeing it. Solar wind speed is currently 476 kilometers per second at 7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 MHz till dark, then fair below 60 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 49, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Teo Campo-Real of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Next, we hear from Catskill's Amy Rigby. She has a 2022 Bandcamp collection out called Cut and Run, which she calls a ragtag collection of covers and songs that might not make the cut for the proper album she's working on. Here is Foot of Pride from Catskill's Amy Rigby from Cut and Run.
But I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral and the Lord's Prayer. The preacher talking about Christ's betrayal. Like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. They say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. When the foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. I had a brother named Paul. You can find him at the Cafe Royale. Where Miss Trixie plays and the reviews are mixed. On the borderline, says revenge is mine, but he drinks and drinks to be fixed. Sing me one more song about whiskey heaven and your old cold-blooded love affair with Errol Flynn. It's these times of compassion where conformity's in fashion. Say one more stupid thing to me before the final name. Everyone he touched, they give money to
to the church, foundations for research, not somebody to play around with much. Miss Rosetta Black, if you're on the deep side of the track, she's tough to look at, but she's straight. She'll give you coconut bread, spice ones in bed, and forget everything he said.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You've been paying the Social Security your whole life. You earned it. Now these guys want to take it away. Who in the hell do they think they are? Excuse my language.
With 1 week until the midterms, President Biden warned Floridians Social Security and Medicare could be on the chopping block if Republicans take control of Congress. Polls suggest the GOP will regain control of the House, and the margin in the Senate could remain razor thin. Democrats are making a final push to win over voters in the Sunshine State, which has been pivotal in recent elections. The Supreme Court has rejected South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to avoid grand jury testimony in Georgia over alleged election interference in the 2020 election. The senator must now testify by November 17th. Gabriel Sterling, an election official in Georgia, defended his and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's decision to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election.
Secretary Raffensperger and I'll speak for him to a degree, we're lifelong conservatives. Conservatives, real conservatives, are about defending the institutions.
Meanwhile, the High Court has extended a temporary block preventing a House committee from obtaining former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The committee wants to examine how the IRS audits presidential taxes. Trump is the only president in the last 40 years to not publicly release his returns. An anonymous woman is standing by her claim Georgia Republican Senate nominee Herschel Walker pressured her into having an abortion nearly 30 years ago.
In the Bible I read, say, I believe in life. Because remember, he said God gives us a choice. He is right about that. He gives you a choice, but God also tells you to choose life.
Two women have come forward in recent weeks alleging the staunch anti-abortion candidate pressured them into having an abortion. Former President Trump appeared on the Chris DeGaulle radio show and spoke about the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, calling the attack crazy, but not denying unsubstantiated claims surrounding the event.
It's a lot of bad stuff. I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but what's going on there is very sad. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, if there's even a little bit of truth to what's being said.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says conspiracy theories undermine the work of investigators and stress the theories are baseless.
We've been a lot of energy just pushing back really ridiculous conspiracy theories to make sure that people stay focused on our team.
David DePapp, the man accused of attacking Pelosi, made his first court appearance Tuesday, facing multiple state and federal charges. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for Friday. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we're exploring all mail-in voting, used in 8 states with great success and with somewhat higher voter participation. Mail-in ballot conspiracy theories are unlikely to stop the states which have successfully implemented it. Why? Because both voters and election officials like it. 8 states conduct their elections mostly by mail: California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, and Washington. Other states like Alaska, Minnesota, and New Mexico allow for all-mail ballots in small jurisdictions and in certain kinds of elections. An all-mail state sends a ballot to the citizen's voter registration address. The voter completes their ballot, signs an affidavit, and returns it in the usually postage-paid return envelope. Oregon uses the signature on the ballot to match the signature on the voter registration file, and all states have severe penalties for misuse. In its 3 decades of mail-in voting, Oregon officials report only about a dozen cases of actual fraud. Oregon and other mail-in ballot states allow online tracking of ballots and have embraced convenient, secure drop boxes. Like other forms of mail-in ballots, voters say they like the convenience. Kitchen table voting allows citizens to carefully select their candidates from the safety of their own home and helps elders, the disabled, voters without transportation, and voters living in remote areas to exercise their sacred right to vote. We have links and articles at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Next, we hear from Hudson band Beethoven, their song Marion, their 2022 album Light Moving Time, with Jessica Schappi on viola and Samuel Lieberman on flute.
Yeah.
Was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buick and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buick and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Victor Feldman reports for the Red Hook Daily Catch the differences between Republican Sue Sonero and Democrat Michelle Henchy, who are competing for the 41st Senate District seat. Both are current state senators, with Sereno representing the old 41st District and Henchy in the former 46th District. Redistricting has moved Henchy into the 41st District that includes all of Greene and Columbia counties and parts of Dutchess and Ulster counties. The two candidates participated in one debate hosted by the Daily Freeman and one candidate forum with the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce. Sereno ignored requests from the Daily Catch to participate in another debate, and the League of Women Voters also canceled a planned debate after Sereno declined their invitation. Henchy is a former marketing executive from Socrates, and Sereno is a Hyde Park-based realtor. They agree on virtually nothing. Henchy supports abortion rights, and Sereno is against the medical procedure. They both bash Central Hudson's electricity billing, though Henchy pointed out that Sereno gets campaign contributions from Central Hudson and voted in May against a bill to establish a utility customer advocate. Both candidates decried the lack of affordable housing in the area, but offered different solutions. Sereno wants less oversight on developers. She said, and I quote, "It's because of Albany's bad policies that we are having a struggle with having affordable housing," end quote. Henchy wants the government to encourage more affordable and workforce housing projects. Read more about this story in the Red Hook Daily Catch.
Since I have been so thank you.
from Hudson, that was Beethoven, the song Circles from their 2022 album Light Moving Time.
The grief forest is home to confused young things. I hear a small bell. The cat hides behind a cabinet. Sapling branches catch fur. A sign above the doorway says low bridge. My father keeps liquor in the living room. This is where we set up the Christmas tree. But it isn't December. There is no tree. He pours liquor into a stainless steel shaker filled with ice, then strains the liquid into a glass. He says, "Come over here." He says, "Stop." But I won't stop. He tells me to pull down my pants. My father makes me stop. Flooding and flowering. He says, "You'll grow where I say you can grow. On the hillside where the factory burned." He prints his hand on my skin. The dam stops the river. The train no longer comes through. Creosote ties, mossy and decayed, lie on either side of a berm that rises above the swamp and cuts through exposed rock.
That was Grief Forest from Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and sound artist Peter Taylor from their 2022 album Agro Dulce.
Eric Lazo in the City and State reports that voters decide on Proposition 1, New York's Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Environmental Bond Act, when vote October 29th and November 8th. The proposal would allow New York State to borrow up to $4.2 billion to improve and restore New York's natural resources while reducing climate change impacts. The state legislature approved the act in April, but voters must also sign on. Historically, New York voters have approved similar bond measures to establish state parks and land preserves and reduce industrial pollution and increase air and water quality. This one would prepare the state for changing climate with funds for zero-emission school buses, flood risk reduction, water quality improvement, and other spending. Jessica Otney-Mahar, New York Director of Policy and Strategy at the Nature Conservancy, an environmental organization, said, and I quote, "If passed by voters on November 8th, Prop 1 will improve public health by upgrading the state's antiquated 100-year-old pipes and water infrastructure, fund projects to mitigate climate change and flooding, and to create tens of thousands of local jobs. New Yorkers have a chance to protect their state from an increasingly dangerous climate future by voting yes on Prop 1. End quote. Read the full story at City and State.
That's Claverack from Sebado member Eric Gaffney from a 1999 album. And he apparently spent time in Columbia County because this other song on that album, Brilliant Concert Numbers, is called Hudson River Landing.
Summer.
The Times Union reports about the loan debate between Republican Liz Joy and Democrat Paul Tonko held October 27th for the 20th congressional district election. Tonko, an incumbent, cast himself as a defender of democracy, while Joy actually attended the Stop and Steal rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th that led to an attempt to violently overthrow American democracy. Joy also opposes basic public health, saying all of society should be put at risk so that vaccine skeptics can avoid getting a safe injection to protect themselves and others. Tonko, by contrast, said that people should be vaccinated for COVID-19, measles, polio, and other dangerous diseases. Joy also claimed she would vote against a federal ban on abortion, but Tonko accused Joy of supporting bans on abortion with no exceptions and said he supports abortion rights. The new 20th congressional district covers Albany County, Schenectady, Troy, and Saratoga Springs, with voting this year from October 29th to November 8th. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Catskills Rodney Allen Greenblatt there with Canned Sauce from his 2022 album Near Earth. This is Rodney Allen Greenblatt with Appearing Without from his 2022 album, Near Earth.
Meow.